Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, February 6th, 2020, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're on the last page of the chapter Into Action. We're on page 88. We're going to unpack one paragraph, the first paragraph, line 8, which says, it works, it really does. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Karen W., the 12 Traditions, Terry S., in reading the text today, and support, Donna W., Stacy K., Leslie M., newcomer, sponsor, info getter, Elena A.M., get pen and paper for that, and then Leslie M. will give announcements at the end of the meeting. Thank you all for the service today. The reference number, we're going to call it the share ID numbers, and those are for yesterday's 10 a.m. meeting. That would be for February 5th, 2020, 14078, 14078. And then the 7 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting that happened just this morning, that share ID number, 14083, 14078. 83, that would be for Thursday, February 6th. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to this compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Karen W. to please read the 12 Steps of OA.
Good morning. This is Karen W., recovered in Long Island, New York. The 12 Steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen W. I will now ask Terry S. to please read the 12 Traditions of OA.
Good morning. This is Terry S. in Bend, Oregon, recovered food addict. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Terry S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a nice quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. I'd like to note here, this would be the star 1 key function only, not your own muting function on your phone. We need to disconnect from technology in order for it to be a clear meeting. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on the last page of the chapter Into Action, page 88, paragraph 1, 5 simple words. Starts with, it works, and ends with, it really does. And I'm going to ask Donna W. to open us up by reading that particular paragraph and then describing what the directions in the Big Book do for her. Good morning, Donna.
Thank you, Melanie. This is Donna W. Excuse me, calling in from Palo Alto, California. So grateful for my abstinence and my recovery for today. It works, it really does. Well, let's see. I understand this paragraph, this sentence, to be a promise that it works, it really does, and that I can have the recovery that is described in this book, and that I can have the recovery that is described when I do what is prescribed. So I have to take the action. Recently, I was sharing at a meeting, and some fellows came up after my share and said, oh, Donna, you're so inspiring. And I'm like, it's not inspiring. It's not inspiration. It's perspiration, you know. I work my program every day, no matter what. And sure, there's always more I can do. But, you know, I read, write, pray, meditate every morning. I call my sponsor. I send over my food. I have sponsees. I work these steps. I'm really focusing on the emotional sobriety right now with steps 10, 11, 12 of turning over anytime I'm disturbed and having some conscious contact with God and being of service to others. And when I do that, when I get out of myself, then it really works. And, you know, I am a self-centered person. I am filled with self-pity and self-reliance, and the Big Book tells me that that will kill me. And, you know, I was brought up to be a strong, independent woman. So that's one of my biggest challenges, is always to remember that that, you know, the inspiration needs to be with God, that I need to stay connected, and I need to be God-reliant, not food-reliant, not self-reliant today. And then what I really need that right now is in my work. I'm a self-employed, work's been quiet, and I've been quite self-reliant. So that's where I need to really turn to my higher power, let God run the show, let God be my director, my employer, and just let it work. Get out of the way. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna W. The lines will be open now for additional comments on that paragraph, page 88, paragraph 1. If you'd like to share, please unmute by pressing star 1 and offer your first name, the first initial of your last name.
Sherry M.
Stacy K. Sherry M. and Stacy K. Press star 1, please.
Terry S.
Hi, Terry S. Thank you.
Heather B.
Hi, Heather B. Good morning. Thank you.
Sherry Josie.
Sherry, and I didn't catch the last part.
Sherry Joe C.
Sherry Joby? Sherry Joe C.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay, let's go with that line up there in the interest of time. We have first Sherry M., Stacy K., Terry S., Heather B., and Sherry Joe C. So good morning, Sherry. Your 3 minutes start now.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. My name is Sherry M., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Southern California. And this, I just was very moved to share about this sentence. I am someone who has been, it works, it really does. And when I said it, I was like, oh my God, it works. This works, what my sponsor was telling me. Nothing worked for me. I've been in Overeaters Anonymous for 15 years, and I've been doing the Sherry sort of maintenance program, never having full freedom, had about 90% freedom, and was desperate on my knees. When I started working with my sponsor in November, the best thing, you know, she wasn't warm and fuzzy. She's wonderful, but she wasn't warm and fuzzy. And I needed someone to tell me, how about, Sherry, we don't talk about all of the steps you've already worked over the past 15, 16 years. How about we don't talk about what's worked for you? Because you're in tears on the phone crying because you're going to die. I'm desperate. And that was the best thing she could have said to me. It was very, very hard not to try to bring in my previous experience in Overeaters Anonymous and all the people I sponsored. And I was doing it out of the big book, but I never could get the doctor's opinion. I never got the entire abstinence. I had no idea I was still putting in foods that were causing the allergy. It makes me cry today because I have such freedom today. I went to a party for Super Bowl, and I have never been neutral with the food, ever, where I couldn't even tell, I couldn't even smell the food. It was just not even in my vicinity. And this works, and because of listening to all of you and listening to all of the special podcasts and doing the program as you guys do the program, as outlined in the big book, and having entire abstinence, I have such freedom today that is beyond measure, and it's all, it's the inside stuff. Yes, the weight is a byproduct, but for me, this disease is a ticking time bomb, and it was just a matter of time before I blew up again. So I am so grateful that I found this program, and I found all of you where we are in the solution all day long, and I'm not in the story anymore. I'm in the work and the solution, and if you're struggling, just hold on, because this program works beyond. So thank you so much. I'm very grateful, and have a great day.
Thank you, Sherry M. Stacy K., your 3 minutes start now, and then Terry S. will follow you.
Thanks, Melanie, and thanks for those that already shared. You know, I just heard from Sherry sort of my story and what I had on my mind. You know, if you're new and you're struggling, I sure do hope you stick around. I hope you find, you know, some hope here today. You know, I was desperate to be desperate. I'd been around these rooms, you know, for decades and, you know, wanted to stop, but I guess I wasn't ready, right? I kept thinking, well, I'm just going to be like one of those 25% that the Big Book talks about in the foreword to the second edition, that we show some improvement, but, you know, we never really recover. Because I never had continuous abstinence. It was like I'd have some freedom for a while, and then I would succumb, right? I would succumb to the craving again, or the obsession. And you know, I don't know. I had this head full of Big Book knowledge, and I was even practicing the best I could. But I still had this struggle, you know, but the day came, I never thought it would, you know, that I was done. I was out of ideas. I stopped fighting. I stopped resisting. And I got abstinent, and it, you know, it was 3.5 years ago, and I still, you know, I still am blown away by that, because I don't think anything, you know, amazing happened, you know, on that day, except for that I was done. Leading up to that, I just kept coming and I kept doing the best I could, you know, which, you know, wasn't great, but it was, you know, it got me here today, you know, and I'm so grateful. It works. It really does. And I know in my heart that all I have to do is continue doing this work, right? Somebody talked about perspiration and, you know, the sweat and tears that, you know, I experienced in this program and still do. You know, there's still work and more work to be done, and I get to work with others and get reminded all the time of how this works and, you know, who I am and what the real solution is. And anybody I call, they point me back to the solution. And that is a miracle for me, that I can hear that and know that deep in my heart, you know, from head to heart, that that's my solution today. And food certainly isn't going to help one bit. So I'm just grateful for God and for this program. That's all I have. I pass.
Thank you, Stacy K. Terry S., your time starts now, and then Heather B. will come after you.
Good morning. This is Terry S., recovered food addict in Bend, Oregon, and this is such a simple sentence, but it says so much. It works. It really does. And what is it that works? Well, guess what? It's steps 1 through 11. And until I really understood how important it was to go through that process entirely abstinent and working what my sponsor told me to do, letting go of everything I'd learned in OA in the 31 years I've been in and out of OA, it suddenly began to make sense. And what I am really struck by is, as you go through the steps, this is a practical program of action. It's spiritually based. It starts with putting down the food, and it continues into a level of recovery that I've never experienced. I never had been neutral around the food. And now I just look at it and go, yeah, okay, whatever. It doesn't light me up. There's no excitement about it anymore. And what I've learned is this is really about step 10, 11, and 12. When I stop, continue to take personal inventory, really looking at what are my reactions during the day, what feelings am I feeling, and then turning my thoughts and my actions over to the care of my higher power, it leads me into step 11, And what I'm reminded of is the sentence that says, we constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show. And we say many times each day, thy will be done. It's not about my will and wanting my higher power to smooth the way and make what I want happen. It's really truly about understanding that it's opening up to that higher purpose of having a life of service, having a life of recovery. How can I contribute to life today? And it may not be ways that I'm particularly drawn to. You know, I may be not wanting to do a particular thing, but as I go through my day and I continue to ask my higher power, you know, what do I do? How do you want me to be? That is the humbleness that I'm seeing come. And I'm so, so grateful. So thank you, and keep coming back and listening, and get a sponsor, man. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Terry S. Heather B., star one, it's your 3 minutes now, madam. And then Sherry Jo C. will follow you.
Thanks. This is Heather B., compulsive overeater just outside of Chicago, Illinois. Sorry, I was waiting for the hi, Heather. So anyway, I feel like ditto to what's already been said. This program absolutely does work. It really does. And that being said, there was a time when I wasn't so sure about that because I felt like I was doing the program. I was going through the motions. I was, you know, writing an inventory. I was reading the book and doing my homework assignments, and I was committing my food, and I wasn't staying abstinent, or I would stay abstinent for a period of time, and then I would go back out. And, you know, a couple things that I know about that is that I would do the work for a while, and then I would let up, and I would stop doing the work. I was going through the motions, but I hadn't taken step one. You know, if I have admitted that I am totally and completely and utterly powerless, and I admit that none of my ideas work, and I am in enough pain that I am willing to do whatever seems to be working for somebody else. If I'm at that place, and I do the work and I do the program, then it works. But when I wasn't in that place yet, it didn't. And that's really the only, you know, the only difference, that I'm in that place, I'm doing the work, and I've continued to do the work because I continue to be absolutely convinced that I'm powerless and that I do not want to go back to that way of life. The life that I have today is phenomenal compared to what it was. And I just think it's funny. I have the same sponsor. I'm working the same steps. I'm, you know, reading the same big book. I mean, all the directions are the same. But what was different was I fully admitted that I was powerless, that I was completely defeated on my own, and I needed to completely surrender to what somebody else was doing and what was working for them. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you. It's time. Good job there. So that was Heather B. Before we offer Sherry Jo C. her 3 minutes, I'd like to let folks know that I'm going to open up the lines again for additional comments on paragraph 1, page 88. Don't let it trick you there. It is only 5 words. It works. It really does. So as soon as Sherry Jo has her 3 minutes, I'd like to open the lines again. Hi, Sherry Jo. Your 3 minutes start now. Hi.
Good morning. This is Sherry Jo C. Thank you so very much. Compulsive eater, recovered in Southern California. Oh, gosh, I love this tiny little paragraph. Is it the shortest paragraph in the big book? It's the shortest version of the promises. I absolutely love it. I joined Vision 6 months ago. I've been listening daily since that time. And I've been in Overeaters Anonymous, and I've been abstinent for the last 30 years. But two and a half years ago, I stopped working the rest of the steps fully. I was abstinent, but I was not fully recovered because I was not on a daily basis practicing all of these steps, which I know I absolutely must do. And since I joined Vision 6 months ago, I've been on a daily basis applying every single one of the principles to the best of my human ability, along with staying squeaky clean abstinent. I love my squeaky clean abstinence, but I was not squeaky clean in terms of the rest of the practicing of the principles of the program and all of these 12 steps, including and especially this step 11. So this is a revitalization for me of my program and coming back fully to life, because over the last 2.5 years before joining this community, I wasn't fully alive. It works, it really does. It wasn't working fully for me because I wasn't working it fully. I've heard here and elsewhere abstinence is sufficient, but not it's essential but not sufficient for recovery. And I absolutely was living that the last 2.5 years that my program was limping along and I was suffering again through life. It works. What is it that works? Well, it works first off that I am relieved of the compulsion. I'm someone who would gain and lose 30 pounds 2 or 3 times a year. And when I first came to OA, someone said to me, innocently, this was 30 years ago, are you sure you really belong here? You seem to be a normal weight. And that was a blessing that was said to me, because I left that meeting terrified I wouldn't be allowed to come back, because every moment of my day was governed by compulsive thoughts and actions with food. And I tallied up over the 10 years I'd been out of control with my eating from the time I was 16 until I was 26. And 20 to 30 pounds 2 to 3 times a year for 10 years is 600 pounds. And I realized that I qualify and I belong here. And what works for me about practicing all 12 of the steps, especially this step 11, the conscious contact, is that I'm relieved of being a bottom-of-the-barrel compulsive eater like I used to be. I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to have found you. I said I've been living in a cave. I didn't know that Vision existed, but I am so grateful that you are helping me to work it in my daily life once again. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Sherry Josie. The lines are open now to take additional names for those that want to comment on paragraph 1, page 88, those 5 words. If you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, I can take that down.
Natalie G.
Stacy J. Stacy J.
Barbara E.
Amy K.
Sherry K.B.
Laura B. Maybe one more. Are you out there?
Mary Grace H.
That's the one. Thank you. This is what I have. I'm laughing because I can't read my writing. Is it Natalie G? What is it? What do I have there?
Yep, Natalie G.
Stacy J, Barbara E, Amy K, Sherry K B, Laura B, and Mary Grace H. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, thank you very much.
Your 3 minutes to start now.
Can you hear?
You're good. Okay.
Loud and clear, madam. All over you.
This is Natalie G., gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. And, you know, it totally does work, as everyone has said. I wouldn't have, even when I was in the program I've been in the program for almost 11 years. Actually, yeah. On February 14th, it'll be 11 years, and I had an abstinence that sort of worked. and I sort of had a food obsession lifted, and I sort of had physical recovery. I mean, all that stuff, even when I wasn't completely absent, and it really sort of worked. And then in November, I found you guys, and I got entirely abstinent. Thanks so much for that recording on the Sunday special edition. And now it's like, wow. Someone shared about being at the Super Bowl and not even thinking about the food. I was at my sister's this weekend for the Super Bowl. I don't even think about that. I mean, wow, that's crazy insane. But what really strikes me this morning is where it works, it really does, is placed in the big book, which is right after step 11. It works. Step 11 works. And it's what keeps me connected to my higher power, because without that, I'm going back to the food. Even if I'm entirely abstinent, I'm going back to the food. And I can't do that, or I'm gone. The food will take me. So there's that conscious contact with my higher power that I have to maintain on a moment-by-moment basis. I had something else I wanted to say, but I'm not a person who... the words faith and hope, they don't really do anything for me. I've had a lot of faith in a lot of things and a lot of hope for a lot of things, and none of those things worked. I've been let down. That's not a self-pity thing. It's just what's happened. What works for me is results. And I said I would not stay in OA unless I got results, and I did get results, even not being fully abstinent. And I'm not advocating that, because the difference between being in OA and not being fully abstinent and being in OA and being fully abstinent and working the steps every day is night and day. But I'm into results, and there's no way I'd stay if this didn't work, and it works. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And that was Natalie G. Stacy J., your 3 minutes. Then Barbara E., you'll follow her.
Thank you. Thanks very much for your service. This is Stacy J., a recovered food addict in Toronto, Canada. I have about 4.5 months of abstinence, and I worked the steps with my sponsor quickly this past time, probably in about a month and a half, roughly. We went through the entire thing, and we followed the instructions in the big book. I followed, I guess, as my sponsor directed, the instructions in the big book precisely. And what I have found is, because I had 5 years of abstinence and weight loss, and then I stopped working what it says here on these pages. And the food was the last thing to come back, and I gained, you know, that 70 pounds back and more, and really despaired. You know, I felt that OA was the last house on the block for me, and that I thought that had failed me. When in actuality, I had stopped working it, and then it stopped working. And what I have found this time, I was so desperate that I found myself willing to take a fresh look at what these instructions are. And the vision meetings have been so helpful in the close reading of the big book to really specifically look at what these instructions are telling us to do. And so the line, "It works, it really does," comes after this step 11 outline of how to run my day in, guided by my higher power, and how, and also in step 10, you know, how, when disturbed throughout the day, I need to handle that. Because what I have noticed, having put the food down, is emotions, they aren't as roller coastery as they used to be. But, you know, without a buffer of food to anesthetize me, to knock me out, I feel disturbed at times. And so this time around, you know, I treasure the neutrality with food that I have now. It's a miracle. It's an absolute miracle. But it's a miracle I have to keep repaying, I guess you could say, to my higher power by doing this work, doing my step 10 as I get disturbed, and making sure that my day is bookended by the practices outlined in step 11. And if I do these things, then that line comes true. It works. It really does. So I'm just grateful for my sponsor and the people on this line really paying close attention to these instructions and following them. And so grateful for this incredible neutrality with food that I didn't have for years. I think I was in relapse for over a decade, and it was awful. So grateful. So grateful for recovery and this line. Thank you very much. I'll pass.
Thanks, Stacey J. Appreciate that. Hey, Barbara E., it's your turn for three. And then let's see who comes after you. Oh, Amy K. Hi, Barbara.
Thank you so much for including me in the list. I love this book. I never thought I would say I love this book. Page 14 says, simple but not easy. A price had to be paid. I was always trying to go for the bargain deals, the easy, quick ones, the cheap ones, the imitation ones. I went through so many diets and lost the weight and gained it back again. And then I got to this beautiful book with the words in it that mean so much to me on page 50, where it says, here are thousands of men and women, worldly indeed, they flatly declare that they've come to believe in a power greater than themselves, to take a certain attitude toward that power. I thought I was the power. I thought my refrigerator was the power. I thought I had it. I just didn't know whether I would keep it or not. And then on page 417, of course, that beautiful acceptance prayer and all the promises. And there are so many promises in each one of the steps. But of course, people refer to the ninth step promises. And aren't they beautiful promises? I really believe that this is the only answer, for me at least, as a suffering compulsive overeater who's been this way all her life. My parents were not alcoholics. They were not compulsive eaters. They were just middle class people doing the best they can and really loving me. But I was born to eat. Some people were born to run. I was born to eat. So my new understanding of a higher power has changed since I've worked through this step book. I now believe there is a power out there. I don't know what it is, but I've been in this program since 1996, lost 130 pounds, unfortunately gained 10 of them back after hip surgery. But I'm hopeful that they will come off again as I become a little more mobile. But I do have a specific spiritual path, and I know that prayer and meditating and working with others is the answer that will give me a little more insurance that I will be stay abstinent for yet another day. And I need to identify for myself what God's will is for me. And I don't always know. I pray, I pause, I wait, and I stop talking. Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara E. Barbara E. Okay, Amy K., you're up now, and then Sherry KB will follow you.
Good morning. It's Amy K. In New York. I'm so grateful to be on the meeting this morning. It works. It really does. So why do we need the words, it really does? And I believe that it's because I'm inclined to not believe that it works. So it works, it really does, is for emphasis, to kind of help me to really get it, that if I follow these instructions, it will work for me. And that's what I'm experiencing today. Based on my experience, if I look back and say, oh my goodness, all these years of struggling and trying, and I don't know. But right now, I'm following these instructions. And I am finding that it works for me. So if I can find a way to stay in that belief, it works. It really does. And to do the work one day at a time, it really will. So it is pretty simple. And I'm grateful for that. And I guess just looking back at the previous paragraph, that pausing and asking for help, it keeps me out of the danger of my excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, and foolish decisions. Doesn't mean that I won't have them, but I won't be in such grave danger anymore of reacting to all that emotion the way I used to. So I'm grateful to know and believe today that it works, it really does, and to be doing the work. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Amy K. Sherry KB, it's your turn to share on that paragraph, page 88, paragraph 1, and then Laura B. will follow you.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive iReader. Thanks so much for your service, Melanie, and everybody on the line, and welcome newcomers, and thank you all for being on the line today and Team Thursday. I have a note by mine in the book that says, you know, it works, it really does. And by it, I have when God is in control and not you, Sherry. I have a note by that. Because for me, I tried to make it happen. I tried to run the Sherry Show for years and years, and I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And when I finally did get into this work, I mean, I'd seen the Big Book around for years. I didn't want anything to do with it. And, you know, I used to joke and say anything that was ever good for me, I didn't want. And that was really set in stone, honestly, because this book has really, it's divinely inspired. It's changed my life. The fact that they had this paragraph, and it's considered a paragraph and a sentence all by itself, it what it tells me is to pay attention because they're meaning business here. And so I remember hearing in meetings for years, it works if you work it. And I didn't pay attention to that either. That was all my disease talking. When I did go through this work, and I remember when I was on my four-step work, I was calling people, recovered people in the program, and talking to them about the fourth step. I was so afraid I wasn't going to get it, you know, that I wasn't going to get it. I wasn't going to get what you had. And, you know, somebody said, you know, Sherry, if you work this, you will get it. And I didn't believe it because it really hadn't worked before. It didn't stick. And, you know, when I did follow the directions, not my directions, but I followed the directions in this book and I followed what my step guide told me to do, and I worked it. I did work it. I worked all the steps, not just some of them, but all of them. You know, obviously stay abstinent, put the food down. It works. And what it tells me, too, is I have to continue to work. It's not a one-done deal. You know, I really have to put God in charge of my life. That's what has been a big change. And, you know, abstinence is just ticket in the door. It's not even the ride. It's the ticket in the door. The ride is the steps. And when I kept working them, I keep seeing changes over and over and over again. And the more I work it, the better my life gets. Yeah, life still happens. But it's amazing having God in front of instead of Sherry's self-will, because the voice of my disease will tell me it won't work, or the voice of my disease will tell me, I've got this thing. I can go along now. I don't need you guys anymore. I need God. I need you, and I need this work. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry KB. Laura B., you're next, and then Mary Grace will follow you.
Hey, y'all. This is Laura B., calling from rural Southeast Georgia. I just want to check in and say that this statement, this promise that's being lived out among those of you who've recovered, those of you on this call, is I'm holding on to it, you know, like a dying man holding onto a reed. I recently moved here to the country from the big city where there were lots of meetings, and it has, and for a lot of reasons, it's been very scary for me But one of those reasons was I relapsed before I left the city, and I knew that I would have to find a meeting on the phone because there aren't any close to me at all. And I'm so grateful that I just happened to put my finger on the list on this one and called in for the first time on January 2nd and got a wonderful sponsor, and I'm in the fourth step working through the big book. And I want everyone on the line to know that you're doing 12-step work by being on this line. You are of so much service to me and to so many. I'm grateful, and I'm doing the best I can, and my sponsor is wonderful, as I said. And I've been abstinent, I think a month now, and I'm holding on to all the promises, but this one in particular. I've been in and out of OA with some long time abstinence here and there for 31 years, and this time it feels different. I know I've said that before, but the entire abstinence piece and going through the steps fast feel to me like the keys to the kingdom, as they say, or the queendom. Anyway, I'm just feeling very grateful and wanted to share and say thank you. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Laura B. Mary Grace H., your 3 minutes are now, and that probably will carry us to the end of the recorded part of sharing. Good morning, Mary Grace.
I'm Mary Grace. I'm a compulsive overeater from California. Hey, my voice is back, sort of. It works. It really does. I'll just talk about this week. I've been sick all week. This is my first week calling into Vision. It was great to hear everybody because I have been around the program for a long time myself. One time I had 10 years of back-to-back abstinence. I've returned 6 months ago, and it's working. And I just particularly want to say I know it's working because I've been pretty much home alone, and I'm not eating. So that's really all that I want to say. And thank you all for sharing honestly. You know, we come and we think everybody has all of this time, and it was wonderful to hear that everybody doesn't have all of this time, and they keep coming back, because that will be my story. And that is my story today. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mary Grace. You know what? That affords a two-minute time for somebody else. If you'd like to grab it, I'll take your first name and first initial of your last name.
Patty D.
Hey, Patty D., it's yours. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Thank you. Hi, this is Patty D. calling in from Matthews, North Carolina, compulsive overeater. I just wanted to say that I've been struggling with relapse, and I'm on my third day of abstinence. I have a new sponsor. My former sponsor relapsed as well. And this is so much different for newcomers on the line than a diet, because when I relapse, I get right back on it again because I know it works. It's worked for me, and I don't want to quit. I want the serenity. I want the promises. I want the peace and the neutrality around the food, because I've had it, and I don't want to go back to that place where I don't have it. So just as an encouragement to everyone, we need each other, and we need God, and this program is it.
Thank you, Patty D. Appreciate that. That takes us to about 1 minute before we need to close the recorded portion part, and I would like to just have your permission to share that minute with those that may be coming on the line this morning to introduce themselves as a newcomer, because that time is so, so short, and I thank you for that indulgence. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody that shared today and for Team Thursday for making this particular meeting possible. It takes a lot of us to make sure this happens every day for those that are still suffering, and I'm so touched by your service and loyalty to this meeting. So let's close then this morning by reading from the big book on page 164. And then we'll follow that up with a serenity prayer. But don't be confused. We're not going to stop the meeting. We're going to go right on to the last 10 minutes of the meeting after that's ended. Stacy, would you please read page 164? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Will do. Stacy, compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until